Good evening, everyone. John Curtis here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Shuttler Plumbing and Heating of Pigeon, and by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. This just in, and the desk here in the studio newsroom, a motorcycle and Amish buggy collided this evening at the intersection of Germania Road and Cleland Road in Sanilac County, prompting an emergency response after early reports indicated multiple victims were unresponsive in the roadway. At 5:12 p.m., a call came across the Huron County scanner requesting Bingham Township Fire Department to assist Sanilac County units for a motorcycle versus Amish buggy crash involving three individuals in the road and unresponsive. The severity of the initial report led to a request for a medical helicopter, which was later canceled as ground crews continued treatment and transport. Responding agencies included Michigan State Police, Sanilac County Sheriff's Department, Bingham Township Fire Department, and Sanilac Fire Department. Photos from the scene were taken around 5:30 p.m., and we do have some photos on thumbnet.net with this article. Authorities have not yet released the conditions of those involved or details on what caused the collision. The investigation remains active. And in Huron County, Judge Frill in Circuit Court oversaw a probation violation hearing for Alexander Michael Kloska that was adjourned today due to discovery issues. Defense Attorney Jessica Riske and Prosecuting Attorney Timothy J. Rutkowski both reported lacking necessary discovery materials for the case. Riske specifically cited missing information regarding counts 1 and 5 of the alleged violations. The court noted the need for witness subpoenas, with both sides anticipating multiple witnesses. Due to scheduling conflicts, including defense counsel, ongoing trials, a special hearing date was requested and set. The hearing is now scheduled for May 8th, 10 a.m., with an estimated duration of 1.5 to 2 hours. Also in Huron County Circuit Court, Judge Frill, who had issued a show cause hearing for Jace Baker regarding alleged unpaid court obligations, resulted in a bench warrant for his arrest. Baker failed to appear in court yesterday, April 13th, 2026, as ordered on March 11th, 2026. The court confirmed a certificate of mailing for the order was sent to his last known address on March 12th, 2026. The outstanding court obligations date back to July 2010 and June 2013 and April 2015, totaling just over $47,000. In other Huron County Circuit Court news, Judge Frill had granted Matthew Sherritt's motion to set aside a felony conviction for uttering and publishing. Sherritt, representing himself, sought the expungement to enable him to participate in activities like hunting and shooting with his daughter, for whom he now has full custody. The court confirmed Sherritt's met statutory requirements, including having no more than three felony convictions, no prior assaultive crimes set aside, and no pending charges, and no criminal offenses during the applicable period. He also confirmed paying all court obligations, including restitution to the victim. The court found Sherritt's post-conviction behavior and circumstances consistent with public welfare, noting he had learned from his past actions. The decision allows Sherritt to move forward without the felony on his record. When we come back after this Tri-County Equipment sponsor message, we'll get to our national news.
Looking to upgrade your farm business or home estate with a new tractor? Check out the John Deere Spring Specials at Tri-County Equipment. The John Deere 1023E tractor with 120R loader is now just $19,199. And the 1025R tractor with loader is just $22,799. Need something bigger? The John Deere 2025R with loader is now just $25,499. Or the 3025E with a 300E loader is just $25,999. 0% financing for 60 months is also available in lieu of cash for qualified buyers. Many Frontier implements are on sale too, including rear blades, box blades, tillers, rotary cutters, pallet forks, and grapples to make your John Deere tractor more efficient. Also save big on John Deere riders, zero turns, gaiters, and more now through April 30th. So hurry to your nearest location of Tri-County Equipment for all the details and get these unbeatable John Deere deals before they're gone.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. With 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertram, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Cardi. And moving on with our national news, Colorado River water loss explained by new study. Researchers have finally solved the mystery of why the Colorado River has been delivering less water than predicted by snowpack levels. A study released today points to a lack of spring rain and increased evaporation due to rising temperatures as the primary drivers of the missing water. In other national news, Trump lawsuit against Wall Street Journal dismissed. A federal judge has dismissed President Trump's defamation lawsuit against the Wall Street Journal regarding an article detailing his historical ties to Jeffrey Epstein. The court ruled that the reporting fell under protected journalistic practices and lacked evidence of actual malice. The president's legal team has argued the story was a politically motivated fabrication, but the judge found the outlet had relied on credible, though disputed, sources. The ruling is seen as a significant win for press freedom and investigative reporting. And in our international news, Russia and Saudi Arabia discuss Iran war exit strategy. The foreign minister of Russia and Saudi Arabia held a joint call today to discuss potential exit strategies for the ongoing conflict in Iran. Both nations expressed concern over the unpredictable nature of the U.S. blockade and its impact on the global oil market. While Russia has historically supported Iran and Saudi Arabia has been a rival, both countries now share a mutual interest in preventing a total regional collapse. They are reportedly exploring a security architecture that would involve multiple regional stakeholders. In other international news, IEA reports 80 energy facilities damaged in the Middle East. The International Energy Agency released a report today stating that over 80 energy facilities have been hit since the start of the Iran war on February 28th. Approximately one-third of these sites are classified as severely damaged, leading to a significant drop in regional production. The IEA warned that the continued targeting of infrastructure could lead to long-term energy shortages that persist even after a ceasefire is reached. International monitoring of the affected sites remains difficult due to the ongoing naval blockade. When we come back from the Shuttler Plumbing and Heating sponsor message, we'll get to our obituaries.
Whatever temperatures this season brings, whatever technical issues arise, whatever heating solution makes the most sense, your friendly and knowledgeable Bryant dealer, Shetler's Plumbing and Heating, is ready to help. Whether you need a quick fix or an entirely new heating system, your local Bryant dealer, Shetler's Plumbing and Heating, will do whatever it takes for your family's comfort. With a Bryant dealer, you get more than just a technician. You get someone who is committed to meeting your needs and achieving a high level of training and skill. Someone backed by outstanding products from one of the industry's most trusted names, Bryant. Nobody understands the ins and outs of home comfort like your local Bryant dealer. So whatever your situation, your address, and your budget, your Bryant dealer has a solution for you. Schedule an appointment today by calling Shetler's Plumbing and Heating at 989-453-3531. That's 989-453-3531.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and we have no obituaries to report for this hour. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.